Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mindset Change Monday. Yes, today is the day you get to reflect, self-reflect, and find something new into how can you change your mindset for the better. Not for the worse, but for the better, right? We grow up in life believing these tall tales, believing in these fantasies, believing in these things that make us feel like they're true, but they're not true. And it's all internal. And because things are all internal, we start viewing life how our minds say we should view life. We walk through life sometimes feeling empty. And when we feel empty, we feel invaluable. We feel, what does it matter to be in this world? Why does my life matter? What is there for me? And when you start feeling invaluable, you start making decisions that a person who feels invaluable makes. And those decisions usually are bad habits, addictions, negative thinking, a negative lifestyle. And it just keeps playing the same record over and over again. So today's episode is about finding self-value within. I had a buddy, and my buddy used to struggle with feeling valuable in this world. He felt worthless. He felt like no one would ever put value, love him, and care for him to make him feel worthy, to make him feel valuable. And because he never felt that way, every scenario, every relationship that he got himself into would go bad for him, because he would go into it automatically thinking, this is not going to make me valuable. And so today I want to talk about how to find self-value within, and also how does self-value impact us. So if you don't have a pen, you don't have a paper, you're already one step behind. So get your pen and get your paper and let's get going. What stops us from feeling valuable? Let's talk about that, because I think we need to point out the things that makes us feel like this first before we go to the actions of what we can take to change that. But a couple things that makes us feel unvaluable. Not feeling accomplished. Feeling unaccomplished in this world. Some of us feel like we don't have anything going good in our life. Some of us feel like we don't have nothing that we can brag about. Nothing that we can say, I achieved this, right? Some of us just feel like that there is nothing accomplishable or anything that you've accomplished in this world to make you feel like that you're valuable. And that's the struggle. It's because we get so caught up with looking at the big accomplishments and we overlook the small accomplishments. Remember, the small accomplishments leads up to big accomplishments. But if you don't look at the small ones, you'll never see the big things, because you're not seeing the things that lead up to the big accomplishments. So number one, some of us feel invaluable because we don't feel accomplished. Number two, we feel unsuccessful. We don't have a degree. We don't have a career. We don't have a certification. We don't have a training in anything. We don't have a lot of nothing. And so when we feel like we're unsuccessful in this world, we feel invaluable. We feel like no one will ever take us serious. I can't afford to go to school. These are things that you tell yourself when you feel invaluable. I can't afford to go to school. I can't afford a degree. I have no time to get back in school. There is no way I can get back in school because I can't afford to buy a laptop. You hear all these things I'm telling you, and this is what we tell ourselves when we feel invaluable. But when we start trying to dissect and figure out the things that we can do, we got all these imaginary hurdles in front of us telling us why we can't do them, why we feel unsuccessful, right? Don't have really long job experience. You don't have nothing that you're good at. And some of us feel that way, but I'm here to tell you that's not true, but we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. The third one, feeling insecure in life. And when I put this one together, when I say feel insecure in life, this has to do with finances. Money management. How much you got in a checking account? How much you got in a savings account? Drinking my litty tea, y'all. So if you lack money, you don't have a savings account, you don't have any credit cards, or just a rainy day fund, it's easy to feel insecure in life. Because you know in your mind that the first thing that happens, it's going to set you back to possibly bankrupt. Right? So these three things can make us feel invaluable in life because we don't feel like that there's nothing going great. We don't feel successful, and we definitely don't feel secure in life. Also, how we view ourselves, our identity. Sometimes some of us take our identity, and our identity makes us feel invaluable. And I know a lot of people question this, but this is for my African Americans out there in the world. And I'm African American. It's easy. Let me not say it's easy. It's not easy for us not to feel like our identity, because of what we look like, deems us to be invaluable in this world. I mean, we were slaves at one point in time. We're not anymore, but at one point in time, our ancestors were. And so, because for some of us as being African Americans, we feel like that there is no way anyone would ever value us in this world because of how we look. So our identity plays a key role in us feeling valuable or invaluable. Our relationships with people, our relationships in our marriages, with our significant other, just our relationships, our work relationships, right? These are all things that we look at as to how we view ourselves invaluable. And I tell you, if you're a person who has minimum relationships, you probably feel like life sucks for you. You probably feel like, I have no friends, I have no one to care about me, I have no family ship, I have no partnerships at work, I have nothing. And so when you don't have any relationships, it's easy to feel invaluable because you feel like people don't like you. You feel like people don't want to tolerate you. People don't want to friend you because of what you look like, talk like, or act like. So it's easy to feel invaluable because of relationships. And then your discipline. Are you a disciplined person? Some of us feel invaluable because we have no self-discipline. Not at all. We don't do much of anything to build up our discipline. We just keep living life as it is, and we just keep complaining about how invaluable we feel, but we don't do anything for setting discipline for ourselves. They say that discipline weighs ounces, and that your struggles, your worries, your fears, all those things that keeps you back weighs tons. So it weighs you down at a point. And so if you start setting discipline for yourself, the less worry you have, the less fear you have, and so on and so on. I mean, there's a couple things that needs to happen with that, inside that box, but y'all get the point. And then your confidence. If you have zero confidence in yourself, you feel very invaluable. Because I struggled with that for years. I had no confidence in myself. And because I didn't have any confidence in myself, I definitely did not feel valuable to anybody. I felt worthless, to say the least, right? And some of us got that. Some of us feel like that because we don't know how to find value within. But I'm here to tell you, today is the day you change. Today is the day you start thinking and seeing things in your life that makes you feel valuable. And again, you feeling invaluable, is that falls back on you. You should feel valuable because you have a life, because you're living, because you have good health, because you got some things that's going great, but maybe not everything, right? And so there's a way to feel valuable. Let's talk about those things. Focus on what's good in your life or the things that are going good in your life. A lot of us, we just beat ourselves down because we only look at the things that are not going great. But if you look at the picture of what's the big picture, not a half the picture, not a partial piece of the picture, the big picture. Some of you have got 50 things going great and 2 things that are going bad. And those 2 things that are going bad is just wrecking your life and making you feel like your life sucks, and now you feel invaluable. So I really want you to take a moment today and really write down the things that are going good in your life. I want you to write them down. And I want you to write down the things that are not going good in your life. And the things that are going great, brag about those. Move on to those and leech on to them is what I want to say. Leech on to those, grab on to them, and hold on tight. Your accomplishments. Some of you have accomplished some great things in this world. But because it happened when you were younger, because it happened when you were a teenager, maybe when you was in high school, you just feel like you haven't accomplished anything. But those accomplishments you had in the past were something. So congratulate yourself. Now, am I saying just hold on those for dear life and don't do anything else? No. I'm saying take those accomplishments you've accomplished in the past and move on to bigger and better accomplishments. Take one accomplishment and grow from that one, is what I'm saying. Right? That's one thing you can definitely do to feel good and feel valued in life, is really, really ruminate on your accomplishments. You graduate from high school, that's an accomplishment. If you're in you have a great career at work, that's an accomplishment. If you're a manager at work, you work your way up in an entry-level job and now you've moved on to management, that's an accomplishment. You got good relationships with friends, that's a hell of an accomplishment. Some of us can't even keep one friend around, let alone be in a relationship with one person, right? Those are accomplishments. What goals have you achieved? Some of you have achieved some goals. But you need to look at those. And you really need to hold on to those goals you've achieved. And be excited about them. Because when you're excited about the goals that you've achieved, you start to feel valuable within. You start to feel like, you know what? I'm not worthless. I have done some good things. I remember when I was stuck in my rut of how I used to think just really negative about myself and my life. I thought about all the jobs that I had applied for and that I had got, and then once I got those jobs, how I worked my way up to be a top performer in those positions. And I was like, wait a minute, damn, you did really good when you went to a job and you wanted something, you applied for it, you got it, and you really applied yourself to be great in what you did. And I started to really let that float on that wave, like, wait, that was great that I did that. I started feeling so much more better about myself. I felt dope, y'all. I said dope. Yeah, I did. But I felt dope, like, man, I'm the dude. I'm good. Right? And that's what some of you need to do as well. Start feeling better about yourself. When you feel better about yourself, you'll start to find self-value within. So my question is, what does self-value look like to you? Because you have to be the one that renders your self-value, right? What does it look like? How I see myself being valuable, you may not have the same idea of what value means for yourself. But let me point out a couple of things that why I find myself valuable. One, I got a great career going. 2, I have the podcast. 3, I've been in my marriage for 10 plus years. 4, I've raised 5 children and they're all adults now. It's just all these things that I can see now that makes me feel valuable. Now, Was I the best father in the world? Maybe there were some periods where I was not. Maybe there's some things that my kids didn't like that I did then that they don't like today. But I'll tell you, that doesn't make me feel invaluable because my kids don't like the way I did this. That was the type of parent that I was. Whatever I did it. But it's not going to make me feel less valuable than who I am, because any person that raised five adult children, you got to get credit somewhere and give yourself credit for that. That's an accomplishment. Yes, I got silent because we should be clapping for that one. Anyone who raised adult children should be excited about that, and you should definitely feel valuable about that. So what did your self-value look like? What does it look like for you? What are things that makes you feel valuable in this world? You've got to put that on a piece of paper, write it down, figure out what it is. Let that lead you to feeling more value within, right? I don't want to tell you what it should be, but I did point out four minds as to how it makes me feel valuable, right? But you can do some things that make you feel more valuable or feel at least like you're accomplished, right? And I've got these things I wrote down. Number one, workout. And I know you're like, oh, here you go, Coach James, you and your workout. Yes, Coach James love working out. It does so much for you. It does a lot for you. It helps with your mindset. It helps with how you feel about yourself. It helps with discipline. Working out does so much for your body and your mindset. You just would not even know until you start actually consistently doing it. I work out not for results, but so that I can continue to find value within myself. Because if I can push myself to work out, it builds my discipline. And also my discipline helps build my confidence in myself. And wow, I was tired today. But I was able to go to the gym still and get it done what I need to get done at the gym. I feel good about myself after that. And after that, I feel value within. Damn, you push yourself to go work out, James. That was great, even though you're tired. Another thing you can do to feel valuable is make healthy choices. We all know what healthy choices is and unhealthy choices. We're adults. No one has to tell you what healthy choices are. Start making more healthier choices and you start feeling living more value within yourself. Read some books, grow your knowledge, expand your IQ. These are things you can do to you make yourself feel more valuable. Find your purpose in life. That's a big one. Because a lot of us just ride the wave, right? We don't find our purpose. We don't know why we're meant to be here. We have no idea of what our life has for us. That is living a purposeless life, because you don't know why you're here. You don't know what you should be doing. But in order for you to know what you should be doing, you've got to do things to know what your purpose is. You got to apply yourself, right? Some of us just don't apply ourselves. We do not. We do not. But when you start applying yourself, you start finding your purpose, right? So find your purpose. Maybe go back to school, get a career. Maybe get a certification in something. Maybe enroll in school just to kick back your degree and start learning something. And focus on your spirituality. This is a big one. Spirituality means that you believe that there's a higher power above you. And I look at spirituality as like having a parent, right? Someone looking down on me saying, no, James, that's not right. Saying, yes, James, you're on the right track, right? Spirituality is how I live my life, because I have a high regard for spirituality. And I know there's something above me, and because there's something above me, I try to live life and not to disappoint, because I know that there's a healthy way to live life and an unhealthy way to live life. So find your spirituality. Self-value equals self-confidence. So the more valuable you feel, the more self-confidence you feel, the more value you find within yourself. When you're self-confident, you find value within yourself, right? Life is really not easy. We all have our personal battles, but it's important that you really treasure yourself, love yourself, and have a sense of self-worth. Self-worth comes from one thing. Thinking you are worthy is another thing. Let me say it again, because I think I chopped that up pretty bad. Self-worth comes from one thing. Thinks that you are worthy. So self-worth comes from one thing. Think that you are worthy, right? So self-worth is just a thought, but think you are worthy. Know you are valuable. And if you feel like you're not valuable, go do the things that make you feel valuable based on what you think those things are. You go find your value. Don't ever let someone else dictate how valuable you feel. Because keep in mind, no one can ever make you feel valuable enough to make yourself feel valuable. And if you've got to live your life based on how people see your value, that's going to be the struggle for you. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for listening. I really, really appreciate y'all for listening to the podcast. To my listeners, thank you and welcome to the brand new listeners. If you did not hear yesterday's episode, go check it out. Yesterday's episode was really, really good. Y'all, if you're interested in 30-minute consultation, send me an email at jewatki1@gmail.com. That email is also in the description of the podcast episode. You can just shoot me an email. We'll set up some time to talk through whatever your issue is. It is $50 for 30 minutes. You can share your struggles, issues, whatever you're dealing with today. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And I know I keep saying this, but it's very, very important you subscribe to the podcast, because you might be having a bad day and trying to figure out what can you do to make yourself feel better or lift you up. I release a podcast, bam, you get the notice, you go listen to it, and hopefully it can make you feel a little bit better. Leave comments. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know how I'm not doing. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. It's James Watkins, that 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting yourself and someone else, please don't be afraid to call 988, which is the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my decision on y'all. Peace!